Well, just two observations, one about the first reading and one about the gospel reading. This reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians really is one of the most explicit manifestations of Christian mysticism, and the earliest manifestations of Christian mysticism that we have on record. What Paul is talking about seems to be a combination of two different things. The description is amazing, right? It's kind of mind-blowingly, you know, as he says, it's filled with glory. It's filled with awe. It's glory upon glory. It's the face of Christ unveiled. It's the glory of God unveiled. It's the Christ who is in the image of God, unveiled. And that means we're looking directly onto the glory itself with an incredible mystery, and you're kind of looking at this and you're going, this is mystic language. This is absolutely mystical language that he's using here. And he's not borrowing from, a Jewish tradition about this, because, of course, for centuries, right, the Spirit was thought to be quenched before the coming of Christ. So the wisdom literature is kind of like the great effort of revelations taking place in the Old Testament period. I mean, this whole language of mysticism is coming right out of Paul's experience of two things. Number one, his experience of the risen Christ. And when Christ appears to him the first time on the road, of course he comes in this glory. He comes in this light. He comes in this majesty that Paul has to describe as a pneumatikon soma, a spiritual body, right? And of course, he's blown away by it. But there's also a question that is penetrating Paul, to the depths, Paul, why are you persecuting me? To which Paul says, who are you, sir? And of course, I am Jesus. And you're persecuting me. Got it. He already, in one single vision, Paul gets that Jesus is not just risen from the dead. He is risen in the very words Paul is using. He's risen in glory. And as risen in glory, he's also manifesting that he is the image of the invisible God. Image doesn't mean like second place. It means like the complete and total and absolute reflection of the nature of God himself in accordance with the wisdom literature, wisdom 722 and following, right? You get that huge, glory, kavod, the heaviness and majesty and beauty of glory, all wrapped up into one. Paul has seen it. He's been blown away by it. He's also subsequently been, as he puts it, swept up into the seventh heaven. And he's again seen this vision, this mystical vision of Jesus again. And it reminds me sometimes, so many of the writings of St. Teresa of Avila, St. John of the Cross. I mean, I there's even these near-death experiences, which, as you know, I've written a whole chapter on this in my book, The Soul's Upward Journey. But the main thing, though, in that book, is these testimonies, where this is exactly how they talk. Swept up into love, swept up into peace, swept up into glory, swept up into beauty, swept up into this engulfing light that doesn't hurt your eyes, but is brilliantly and lovingly peaceful and just literally bringing us to the fullness of ourselves as we behold it. It's very Christian mysticism writ large. And what Paul is trying to do is testify, this is where we're going. If we stay on the path, if we contend with our sufferings, if we try and throw ourselves in the mercy of God for our failings, and we just trundle along the way as best we can with the help of Jesus, we're going to get there. Get to where? The glory upon glory, the image of God. We're going to get right to this whole idea of seeing Christ's own divinity just wrapped up in the light, the majesty, the splendor, the beauty, the heaviness of the glory, right? It's all going to be there, you know, kind of wrapped up into one. And when this happens to us, as Paul says, we're going to be taken away. You know, in the sense of, you know, we're just being brought up into the fullness of ourselves. I think Paul must have thought when this whole experience ended is, oh, rats, you know, that had to end. But at the end of the day, he's giving us a testimony to what our resurrection is going to be like. And it's going to not just be filled with joy. It's going to be filled with an overwhelming beauty that will banish all alienation and suffering from our being and bring us up into the glory of Christ himself. A pretty good destiny according to the promise of Christ. Sorry, not going to get to the gospel. Went bloviated on the first reading. Amen.